This podcast is a member of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts and content creators, visit bio.link/red5.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible, on the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is where the fun begins.
Chewie, we're home.
Hello there.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Welcome to the Blue Mill Cafe. Grab an empty stool at the counter, order a cup of Jawa juice and a nice slice of Yogan fruit pie, and get ready, because we're about to talk all things Star Wars.
Good morning, Mos Espa, and welcome back into the cafe. This is episode 165. I'm your host, Jeff.
Good day, Star Wars Galaxy. It's Royal Farm Boy.
And we're finally back. I'm not saying that we're back on a weekly basis. I'm not sure. Because we're not even sure what the day is going to be. What's that?
We're back today. We're back today.
That's true.
There we go.
We don't even know what this episode's going to be yet. I'm still kind of in a Star Wars funk. My latest is I just suddenly became uninterested in Bad Batch. And it was the last time they had a two-episode Wednesday. Is there something about those two episodes that kind of just, like, brought me down? I guess the way the story was going, it was bringing me down. And I was like, I don't want to feel like this when I watch Star Wars. So, maybe if I want to just step back from this series and let it breathe for a while, and maybe just let the season play out, and then go back on my own and finish it up.
Well, let me ask you this here, because I don't think we really went into any real detail covering, can't remember if we went back and covered seasons 1 and 2 in any sort of order, but just kind of speaking generally, that little badass girl, Omega, where does she sit with you, Jeff?
Where does she sit with me?
Yeah. How do you take her as that enhanced clone little girl that she is?
She is one of my favorite characters in the show.
Okay.
But I think Glenn had more to do with trying to...
It doesn't get to be in any great deep detail. I know we kind of chatted back and forth yesterday whenever you mentioned, you asked when I'd be ready to set, and then, I want to say it was like 3 weeks ago that we got, no, 2 weeks ago, that we got those two back-to-back episodes. Right. That's the last time we're getting two from here on out. Well, as we set right now, we only have episode 14 and episode 15. We only got 2 weeks of Bad Batch left before the story's done. But the reason I asked that was, because I know you're a few episodes behind, is where we're sitting right now, because you had mentioned in kind of short detail that the Empire being the Empire, doing things they do where it concerns kids, is what kind of knock you out of your watching seat a little bit. And I can definitely understand that, being a dad of two girls.
Yeah, see, the funny thing is, I'm not even a dad.
No, so, but still, I get it. Even though my girls are pretty much grown up now. Yeah, I get where you're coming from. Trying to get an understanding of what it would feel like for a friend of mine that feels that way, not being a dad, is the thing I'm still trying to get sorted in my own head. But to bring this up to speed is where we're sitting in the story right now is you'd be really proud of that little girl, what kind of shenanigans she's going to be fixing to pull off, regardless of what the Empire thinks they got in mind. And the only reason I say that is because she's been using all the things that her brothers taught her. She is a very resilient little sweetheart. She's do or die. She's not given up yet. And it's not just for her. Now she has reasons. And the reasons right now are there's three of them sitting in front of her. And when you get to that point, which is this past episode this week, you'll see exactly what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, there was, after some of the things she said, there was a couple points where I had a couple little happy tears. And I'm just like, God damn, I love that little girl.
Yeah, the last two episodes I watched are Identity Crisis and Point of No Return.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, after I got done watching Point of No Return, I sat there for a good 20 minutes, actually, for the first time in a long time after I watched something Star Wars, and just thinking. I'm like, I feel like crap.
Well, there's the one thing to take away from that is, yeah, the Omega's back in the Empire's hands. But, and a lot of folks did have issues with this, asking, why did Crosshair let her do that? It didn't really, in my opinion, have to do with Crosshair. That was Omega's choice.
Right.
He tried lock, stock, and barrel with reasons why she shouldn't do this. And in the end, she changed his mind. She said, I'm doing this. It's my choice. And he didn't say another word after that because he knew she was right. She just what she said. Look at the bigger picture. I'm only a small part to play in this. Boom. That was it. So what she's doing, she's got thoughts and plans and ideas in mind. She knows what they are. The storytellers know what they are. We don't yet.
Yeah.
And so far, in my opinion, her plans are looking pretty goddamn solid.
Well,
that's what brought on the happy tears to me by the time I finished this week's episode. I was just like, oh, we're in this, and she's the spearhead of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I watched those two episodes by myself. My wife wasn't able to watch them with me. She said, just go ahead and watch them. I'll watch them later to get caught up with you, or you should rewatch them with me. And that's when I told her, when she asked me how they were, and I was just like, I said, I'm depressed. And I said, I don't know if I can rewatch those two episodes right now. And she was like, okay. And I said, if you want to, watch them on your own. If not, just give me some time, and then I can go back and rewatch them. But
yeah, I'd say as a recommendation, I'd say wait till your missus has the time, and then both you sit down and go through it together, and then see what you think. Because you'll have somebody there that's another opinion aside from your own to bounce off of that ain't just you.
Right.
Give that a shot and see what happens.
Because this was the first two Star Wars episodes, anything, that I watched without her for the first time in a long time.
So, okay, yeah.
And they usually have someone there to go back and forth with and talk about. It's like, oh my God, that was so wrong. I'm like, so, but yeah, that identity crisis, and right when that little, I would say it was a baby, because I don't think they were even talking. They were just making noises.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, me, that's an infant. And I was just like, oh, no. Okay. If you're going to do this, make it a little bit older where it's at least talking.
That's not the first time I heard that.
But, yeah, that just filled me up. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah, that ain't the first time I heard that. Other friends have felt the same way.
And dragging them away from their mother, and them seeing their mother on the floor there knocked out like that, just, mm-hmm. you know, gave me tears. Yep. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, it gets real. Cad Bane, a lot of folks love him, but he's a son of a bitch.
That's the first time when I was actually sitting here cursing at the TV screen out loud, the Cad Bane, probably my second favorite bounty hunter. And I'm like, you know what, dude? Pretty soon I'm not going to like you at all.
And he even showed us just how much of a son of a bitch he is. For that Aqualish that gave up the info on him after him and Toto had the kid in that little kind of armored bassinet thing, and he went walking outside the Tarlafar. That's what alien species, that little youngin, his name is Baron, and Aelish is his mother. Yeah, they were Brad and Jennifer, the producer and the head writer, knew well enough to be able to tell this by Cad Bane stunning her and not just outright putting two in her and laying her out on the floor, so that she's going to wake up. And, yeah, it's going to be sad that her youngin' isn't going to be there. But to show just how much of a son of a bitch Cad Bane is, when he went walking past that Aqualish that was standing in the doorway and just, like, without giving two shits, just kind of flipping a small handful of credits at him, just spilled them all over the floor, like, yeah, thanks for the info. It's like, ding, 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 and they're hitting the floor all over the place. Like, he could have really gave... Now that he's got what he wants, that's what he thought. And he probably underpaid the fella, too.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, that's Cad Bane is all about himself and nobody else. As long as he's bringing in the credits, and it ain't the first time he's done this kind of stuff. Like, I heard folks giving, he was trying to give Boba Fett a hard time. Yeah, that he used to work for the Empire. Yeah, well, guess what, asshole? You used to work for Palpatine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So who's calling the kettle black there, buddy?
Right.
But anyways, yeah, we'll see when Jeff gets back to it's still sitting there, and maybe you'll get yourself caught up. Maybe you'll get yourself caught up in time to finish out before we hit May the 4th, which is going to be dumping... We can jump into, it's been a month and a week since we've had open the cafe doors, and there's been some news that we ain't got supposed to do quite a bit.
I was going to say, let's jump into what we're getting coming early May.
We are getting
Tales of the Empire. We are getting the Acolyte at the end of May. And tell you the truth, out of both of those, I don't know which one I'm looking forward to the most. Probably the Acolyte, because I am clueless on that time period in Star Wars.
All of us are.
I cannot wait to see what they're going to do with that. And this is how clueless I was when I was first watching the trailer for the Acolyte.
Mm-hmm.
After I watched the trailer, I went and listened to some podcasts. I think it was either Blast Points or Wampa's Lair that was making the little jokes about, oh, it's a Trinity from The Matrix and Star Wars, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, going back and I'm like rewatching this trailer going, what are they talking about? Is there some person here acting like her in this trailer?
Not acting.
And I'm like looking and looking.
Uh-huh.
And then I look at the cast and get a good still shot. And I'm like, holy crap. That is her. I'm like, no wonder they're saying this.
Mm-hmm. Carrie. No clue. That's yeah. Carrie Moss, yeah. I've kind of known that one for a little while, but that is in relation to the kind of spoilery stuff. Yeah, and just like Jeff, definitely ain't the first. I've heard that. Oh, how did Bo-Katan say it? I've heard your voice thousands of times. Yeah, it's just,
well,
that's what Kerryon Moss got to be highly known for. Aside from the works she did previous were just little, very small parts and mostly kind of TV related stuff. I went and kind of looked back into her, what was it? IMDb history stuff. Yeah. And then when in the late nineties and the early aughts, when, was it the Wachowski brothers were putting the story of the Matrix together and asked her to come be a part of this. And she spent months doing training to do all the different fantastical stuff that was parts of that movie, those films and that story. Yeah. It's kind of in relation to what she's going to be doing in The Acolyte. A lot of the little spots that we saw in that, was it just under 2 minute trailer? She does not even have a lightsaber. It's unarmed self-defense using the force combat. Yeah, as a force wielder badass. Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to be awesome. Knowing that there's an actress that's in that series that, you know, I fell in love with during The Matrix. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, among us?
When I, you know, figured out what they were talking about, yeah, I started posting on various platforms, just posting a picture of it saying Jedi Trinity, so.
Yeah, and like you said, this is going to be set in a period of time that is brand new to all of us. A lot of folks and friends that are very steeped into the High Republic. This is going to be at least 150 years before those stories. This takes place about 100 years before the Phantom Menace. So it's the very tail end of the High Republic that's going to cross over from the end of the High Republic at some point to the beginning of the Grand Republic, which is Phantom Menace time. Now, I've heard a lot of different thoughts and theories. Folks are kind of wondering, are we going to see Darth Plagueis in this? And we don't know, even though I follow deep spoilery stuff. And those folks don't know. They just straight up don't know. Are we going to see Palpatine in this? And that I can definitely speak to and say, no, that's not timelines possible.
I've heard Yoda. Are we going to see Yoda?
I've heard lots of that. Are we going to see, again, the spoilers that I follow right now don't know. Or if they do know, they can't say. But as far as we know in general, it's up in the air. We don't know. Where it concerns Palpatine, it's not possible because at the end of 4 years after, 4 years after A New Hope, which is Return of the Jedi, when Palpatine was thrown into the reactor shaft, he was 84 years old. So if The Acolyte's taking place at 100 years, that's 20 years before old Sheevy Boy's born on Naboo. So no Palpatine. Cannot be Palpatine.
Yeah. If they want to give us a Darth Plagueis, that would be awesome because Palpatine asked us, have you ever heard of the tale of Darth Plagueis? No, not really. I want to see it.
Well, this would even be longer before that. Yeah.
I want to see the birth of this guy. And
how I think this kind of plays out, is it possible that we could see something like a Plagueis? Or folks have also wondered, could it be possible to see Plagueis' mentor, Darth Tenebris?
There you go.
Which is also possible.
Likely, Plagueis as a student to his master.
Likely, I'm going to say, for Tenebris, no. Possible, because you can't rule it out.
Right.
And this, we're going to this, this is RFB and Jeff kind of speculating, which we don't do much, but.
No, we don't.
Kind of doing it responsibly. But the reason I'm kind of feeling like, in my opinion, why we wouldn't see this is we are shown two different things and we are told that this is a time of peace where it's kind of where the Jedi are sitting as highly respectable in a sort of way. They do spend time out in the galaxy doing what Jedi are supposed to be doing, keeping peace and sorting out disputes without fights, if at all possible, which means they rarely, if ever, pull out and use a blade, except when it's absolutely necessary. They don't just whip out lightsabers for the cause of doing it. There's got to be a really big reason to do it. You really got to get a Jedi scared, which at this time we're kind of led to understand, you really got to scare the hell out of a Jedi in order for them to get a draw blade.
Yeah.
So we'll eventually get to see some, we saw it in the trailers. Somebody scared the hell out of them because there's about a good dozen of them for a couple hot seconds in some clips where we see them go to take a couple steps at whatever it is that's got their attention and they get blown back by what looks like this huge force push.
Right.
So what all is that? And another thing to keep tied to this, why we might not exactly see, at least in the early stages or parts of this first season, we were told in articles that can be found by the showrunner and the storyteller, one of the storytellers, Leslie Headland, that when she pitched this idea to Lucasfilm, she went to them. She said, I've got these ideas for these stories. And I would love for them to be multiple seasons because she's already got ideas on what she wants to tell in at least the second season. But the first season's we gotta help it along, show it the love and the interest that we have for it. And if all of us as a Star Wars fandom can do that, there will be more Acolyte.
Right.
But one of the first two things that why would not make sense right now to be able to see a Sith Lord is that coven of witches that we see are dressed in very dark robes. They look like dark purple. There's a darker skinned lady that has like a white spiral kind of emblem art on her forehead that is kind of speaking to, this isn't about power, this is about the force and the power and who's allowed to wield it.
Right.
That's a coven of witches. Sort of similar to, they're not the same as Dathomir witches. This is a whole new different thing. And maybe with their own magic abilities, like Dathomir witches do, have an attunement to the force, but in their own way. And then we see this, what looks like an assassin. It's a lone assassin that faces off in this common house against what Jeff was speaking to, Carrie Ann Moss's character. Master Indara. She goes at her with a bladed knife in that common house, and Indara's got to fend her off with not pulling her lightsaber, just using the Force. So just those two things alone are maybe a little bit steeped in the dark side, and are those being driven by an unseen Sith Lord?
Right. We don't know.
Yeah, it can go many different ways. We're getting for two episodes of what will be a total of 8 for that first season on June the 4th. And then it'll be 6 weeks after that of brand new stories in a timeline that none of us know where we've never been given stories like this before. So yeah, very exciting. Very, very.
Yeah.
And then Jeff mentioned Tales of the Empire. Many of us thought, we knew there were whispers of Tales of the Jedi, season 2. And a lot of us had expectations on what is that going to be. And then when we saw the logo of Tales of the Jedi that did the same thing or similar to what the Bad Batch did, and it burned away and said Tales of the Empire. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that is going to be interesting.
Oh, very much agreed. But it's in a way that's related to the Empire in the early days, in the rise of era. I would put this anywhere from, it's going to be, in my opinion, the tail end of the Clone Wars, because we've seen quick little shots of General Grievous. So that tells us that it's in the at least the last year of the Clone Wars.
Right.
So Grievous was still around at that time. So it's going to cross from that to, if I was to guess or speculate responsibly, maybe into the 18 years before A New Hope, which would be 2 years after the end of the Clone Wars and the rise of the Empire, where we see we're going to be introduced. We've already been shown 2 different characters. There's going to be 6 episodes of Tales of the Empire. They're all going to drop on May the 4th, same way that Tales of the Jedi did, that tells stories we're supposing, the same way that Tales of the Jedi did. 2 characters each get 3 stories arc, except this time it's going to be Morgan Elsbeth and a former Jedi Padawan that we have wondered for years, over 2 decades, whatever became of her, Barriss Offee.
Right.
So many different stories that we've seen different Inquisitors that were helmeted and never got to see a face, and fandom with their thoughts and theories and speculations all pointed to, is that Barriss Offee? Morak and Ahsoka. Oh, that's Barriss Offee. No, that was Morak. It wasn't Morak. Was Morak. He wasn't Ezra, and he wasn't Barriss. No, now we get to see Barriss in the custody of the Empire, and the Fourth Sister walks into the cell she's being held in and gives her a choice. So what's all going to become of this? Because we haven't seen her in other stories we've been told. So does she make it through these Inquisitor trials?
Right, or does she perish somehow?
Well, we've seen who their master is that's in charge of the Inquisitorius, and I don't mean the Grand Inquisitor, the one above him, that they're going to be introduced. We shown that spot in that short little trailer when the Grand Inquisitor says, it's time to meet your new master. And then you see the black armored boots and the cape. Stolen down a corridor. Yeah.
I do not remember that part of the trailer.
We see the boots, we see the cape and the cloak underneath. We hear the respirator. We don't see the helmeted mask. But yeah, it's him. And if folks are familiar with from some of the comics, and I want to say the early part or the later parts of things tied to Jedi Fallen Order, he's not very kindly to Inquisitor brothers and sisters, not only making them face off with one another, but also facing off with him. And even in just trials and training, when they don't meet his expectations, they pay for it by losing parts of themselves. Could that be possibly something that happens to Barriss?
Yeah, never know.
There's even stories where when they don't meet his expectations, he just takes them clean out of the picture. If folks are familiar with Rise of the Red Blade, Iskat, the 13th sister, and the unnumbered brother that's with her failed to meet Vader's expectations, so he kills them both. Could be something that happens to Barriss. I don't know, but this is going to be really... And the animation looks, just to me, just as live action as Bad Batch. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And we've only seen, what, a minute and a half of that trailer so far? Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't a long trailer at all.
No, not at all. And just, wow. I know I can speak for me that I will be watching all six of those, and they should be in short order, just like Tales of the Jedi was. They're all going to be shorter. We've already been told. I think Lucasfilm Animation has shared that information with some of the bigger news outlets, like IGN and whatnot, that they're going to fall between 9 and 15 minutes long each, so...
Yeah.
I think the greater number of us are going to jump into all six of those numerous times back to back. I know I definitely will, because May the 4th this year, in just a couple weeks, comes on a Saturday. So for a good many of us who have weekends off, that's going to be a great time to just watch them over and over and over and over, and then go to wherever we gather together in social media and just carry on about, wow, what was that?
Right. Yeah, actually, I just had it playing in the background, that trailer again, because, like I said, it must have either I looked away early at the end of the trailer or not, but I do not remember that at the end there. With Vader walking in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when it dropped after we got it, I don't remember if it was the same day that we got a Bad Batch episode, but yeah, I remember watching it. I must have watched it like six times just to get all the little, every little thing that was in it, because it went so fast.
Right.
Let's see, what else are we getting on May the 4th? Hopefully, we don't know yet, because this will be 3 days after the final season, season 3 of the Bad Batch, winds up. Folks are really hoping that there's going to be another, what's the next animated Star Wars? Is there going to be another series, and what might that be? Who might it involve? Hoping to get to learn what that might be.
Right.
And I'm sure there's going to be lots of different merchandise and things that Lucasfilm and a lot of their different partners are fixing to put out to offer the galaxy. They want your credits. Is this stuff worth your credits? There's going to be lots of that to see and look at, and probably folks to go buy and purchase. I'm off the top of my head. I'm not remembering. I'm sure there's other things that have been announced. Recently, there was some new Fortnite crossover Star Wars news coming with new characters and new costume and weapons additions for folks that game Fortnite and cross over those Star Wars things. That'll be up for offer. Some more news announcements that have been made recently. There's a release date for Star Wars Outlaws.
Okay.
And that is August 30th. A lot sooner than a good many of us were thinking. Some folks didn't think we were going to get given this at all this year. Well, it will definitely be this year.
Okay.
Right smack in the middle of summer.
Yeah, that's one of the, I know when that trailer dropped, a lot of, I got people asking me, my coworkers asked me if I watched the trailer for it. I said, nope. And they asked me, why not? No, because that's another video game I will not be able to play. So why look at it and get excited when I can't play it?
Would you at least be interested like myself, because also I will not be, I'm not able to play it because the only folks that know, I only have two game systems. One is a PlayStation, but it's not a 3 or a 4 or a 5. It's only a PlayStation 2. But I am interested in the story mode, or after that game comes out, there will be cutscenes. So even though I won't be playing the game, I'm very interested in what that story is, because it's also taking place in an era that is got quite a few stories in it, but nothing like this. It takes place right smack in the middle of The Empire Strikes Back, but it completely involves underworld and crime syndicates in the galaxy, something that we don't have very many stories that involve that.
Right. Yeah, I will. I'll watch the story mode, of course, but that will be after the game's been out for like a couple months. I'll go seek it out, but it's just like it took me a while to go to YouTube and seek out the story mode movie for Jedi Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I only have a PlayStation 4, and if I don't even have the money to go out and, one, either get my computer fixed or buy a new computer, there's no way I have money just to throw away on a PlayStation 5.
No.
So, and yeah, as I watched that cutscene from Jedi Survivor, I was like, God, I want to play this so bad.
I'm just like you. I'm hopeful for you that we were told earlier this year that there will be coming backwards compatible that Lucasfilm's supposed to announce for your sake, Jeff, that being able to play Jedi Survivor will be a backwards compatible for PlayStation 4 so that you can go do that.
Right.
So they've chosen to announce Outlaws, but they ain't yet announced that backwards compatible to make it available to yourself and likely other friends that are in the same sort of shuttlecraft that want to be able to play that game, but ain't yet got the means to do that until they announce that. When is that, Lucasfilm?
Yeah.
Please let our friends know, because they want to be able to get into this this game and this story too, and play along.
Right, and that's what I'll never understand is there are different games that are coming out that are available for PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, and whatever other older game systems, like the game system that came before that one. I just don't understand why you can't make them for both. It doesn't make sense to me, and I wish PlayStation would have never stopped with their thing where, oh, you can go back and play PlayStation 3 games on your 4. You can't do that anymore. So.
Yeah.
When I got my PlayStation 2, I was able to play my PlayStation 1s on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely got to agree with that. If it's always kind of been backwards compatible from what's it been? PlayStation 4 and everything previous? Then why not continue to do that? Because there are many older game systems that many folks have. Yeah, if it's always been backwards compatible, then why stop doing that? There's a big interest in gathering of folks right now, and have been for the past few years, of retro gaming systems. Folks collecting them and playing them with some of the older systems. Yeah, they continue to do that because there's thousands of people out in the world, in the galaxy, doing that now. Make it available to everybody to continue to do that kind of stuff. Because all it's going to do is gain them more credits, more money.
Right. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. I do have a couple of friends that I don't know where they get the money. But right when the new system drops, they'll be there that day to upgrade. And I'm like, you guys are, you know, if your old system is working, if it's not busted, why?
Mm-hmm.
But I will never understand. I mean, my PlayStation 4 works fine. It does what I need it to do. And basically what I really use it for now is to watch TV. So it's my Blu-ray player. It's my one that holds all my streaming apps on it. So. But yeah, it works fine.
I don't think I've ever asked anybody this before. Well, it never really crossed my mind till just now. Along with your PS4, do you also have a PlayStation 2?
I have the original PlayStation somewhere. I still have my PlayStation 2. We skipped PlayStation 3.
Okay.
And the only reason we got a PlayStation 4 is my wife surprised me with it. I think it was like whenever Jedi Fallen Order came out.
Surprised 2019, I want to say.
Okay, then it was the Christmas of 2019. She surprised me Christmas morning with a PlayStation 4. And then she told me, she goes, when you turn it on for the first time and plug it in, she was like, you'll see that Jedi Fallen Order is already on that for you. So she went ahead and opened it up, hooked it up, and bought Jedi Fallen Order a while for me, and it was on there.
Oh, holy hell. Not only just, hey, honey, here's PlayStation 4, but it's immediately ready to play, like, right now.
Yep. And she packed it back up in the box like she never opened it.
Wow, what a Christmas present.
Yeah, and she wasn't even going to tell me. She was just going to have me, like, hook it up and turn it on, and when it came up on the homepage, so what is this Jedi Fallen Order icon on here for? So.
Okay, yeah. To tie to that, with your original PlayStation 2, do you have the 2004 and 2005 Battlefront games for that game system?
I do have the newest Battlefront, but I cannot figure that game out to save my life.
Is that the 2017 or the 2015?
think it's the 17. It's the newer one.
Yeah, that would be the newer one. No, I was going to ask if you yeah, that's 2017.
Yeah, I can't get off the ship at the beginning. I'm still at that, and every time I try, it frustrates me. So I'm like, I'm not going to drive myself crazy.
Oh, I don't know how I would fare play in that one. I only have the 2004, which I still sit regularly right here across the room from me. I still regularly go back and play my favorite boards on that at least once a day.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you had the 2004 disc like I do, if it's also compatible with your PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't have that one.
Are any of your other PlayStation 2 games, have you ever tried to play them on your PS4?
Yeah, they don't work.
Oh, okay. Then that answered the where I was going with that question. So it would only be backwards, one system back, not two.
Yeah, you would be able to play the PlayStation 2 games on the 3.
And then the 3 on the 4.
I wouldn't know, because like I said, I don't have PlayStation 3 games because I didn't have that system.
Okay. Well, it would make sense if the PS2s work on the 3, then logic would probably dictate that the 3 would also work on the 4. But the 4s would not work on 5 because that's where they stopped. They cut it off.
Right.
Okay. All right. That answered a question that I was wondering for a while and didn't have anybody to ask.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like me with Jedi Fallen Order. I, at least once a week, will just go there and either I will just load up one of my previous story modes that I already completed and just run around and play around, or I'd be like, you know what, I feel like going through the story again and just start a whole new game. So.
Well, to get us, like Jeff had mentioned previously when we started, that just kind of touch on what's been going on in our galaxies and stuff around us in our particular star systems and different news things. I think we touched on a past month's worth of things, Jeff. I think we did it.
Yeah. And, you know, we might come back. We might come back next Saturday. You never know.
Difficult to see is the future. Particular unknown species, Jedi Master had once wisely said.
You never know. We could come back next Saturday and start with our way back on, continue with the Mandalorian season 3. Start season 3. Who knows?
Only the Force knows.
Yep. And like I said, knowing me like I do with Star Wars, there's no way that I will not finish the Bad Batch. But it's probably not going to be before the series is over. And I can just go back and maybe go back to the very first episode of season 3 and just watch them all the way through.
And there have been a few friends that are doing that very same thing to get ready for the last two. Some folks have went back to the beginning of season 3 and watched up to episode 13 now. And even myself I was mentioning to Jeff before he hit the record button that a lot of my afternoons after work have been pretty sparse on pod episodes, that I have the time where if I've only got 4 or 5 to last me for the rest of an afternoon, I'll roll them over into the next day and I'd take the time to go into one of my favorite Legends stories that does not have an audiobook that's available through Audible, but some fan-made ones that are very well done are found on YouTube, is the Republic Commando series, a story that I very much loved years ago before they were made legends. And then if I'm not doing that, I've been jumping around into different Disney Plus, just randomly bringing up different two or three episodes of Bad Batch from both seasons one and two. Where I just took a moment a few days ago and for whatever reason did like three different episodes from Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got a notification. I usually like to bring her up as we're wrapping stuff up. Star Wars Meg just dropped her Saturday video, and the header for it is "The Acolyte Just Revealed. It is a Sith Lord." What does that mean, Meg? So after Jeff and I are done, after Jeff and I are done, I'm going to go watch Meg. Do you want to know what does that mean? Star Wars Galaxy, go watch Star Wars Meg and find out what it means. You got 8 minutes, 10 minutes. Her videos are never longer than that. And she's always smarter than either of us two.
Yeah, that's for sure. But, yeah, well, Erie, I think we did it. And yep, it's time for me to go get ready because I'm finally going to go see Star Wars. I wish. But I'm going to go see Ghostbusters, finally. So, and amazingly, I was not spoiled on this one. So.
Wow, that's pretty amazing considering it's been, what, I want to say 2 months or so since that film has been out? Thereabouts?
Not even a month. It came out at the end of March. Like March 22nd.
Yeah. So, it's been just about a month because we're on the 20th as we sit and chatter in the cafe right now. Well, definitely.
I was spoiled with Ghostbusters Afterlife, but with this one, I stayed away from all my Ghostbusters podcasts. And yes, there are Ghostbusters podcasts out there.
Absolutely, there are.
And I stayed away from all those, and now I can finally go listen to those after today. So. But yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I will be rolling through, what do I got? I get 11 different various episodes to get me through both today and tomorrow, because Sunday I usually don't receive any new updated podcasts. My recommendation was, I'm going to say it was Star Wars Meg, just because it's brand new. What does she got?
Right.
Yeah, go watch Meg. That's my, she's not a podcast, she's a pretty well-known YouTuber that has a pretty decent following. Yeah, go give her a listen, and we'll see what comes with news and whatnot, whatever else we got coming at us in the galaxy for maybe next week right here in the cafe.
Right.
And until then, from Rural Farm Boy, is in the service of the Empire.
And as always, until next time.
I have spoken.
Give the evacuation code signal.
RFB and I would like to thank you for joining us here in the cafe. Life is all about passions. Thank you for lending us your ear while we shared all of ours. You can follow the Blue Milk Cafe Facebook group, Blue Milk Cafe Pod. And remember, blue milk, it does a body good.